This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, and let's not forget also our bulk mail drivers out there, Felix and the gang, hauling the mail around the country. And, oh, by the way, our tugboat captain out there plugging away, pushing the barges around tonight, and let's not forget Ted, the truck driver, who is an over-the-road truck driver from Sarasota out there listening to us. Okay, now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from undergroundusa.com up there in the panhandle of Florida, we've got Frank Salvato. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
What's the weather like up there today?
Yeah, it's a little chilly. It's going to be a nice day.
Okay, but it's going to be nice and sunny for a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think until like Thursday or something.
Yeah. We got a big mess coming across. I'll get to that in a little bit. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
To
the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, Frank, a couple of things happened over the weekend. First of all, of all places for Boris Johnson to show up, he shows up marching down the streets of Kiev with the Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky. And what a sight that was. And you talk about a publicity stunt, whatever you want to call it, that really got it over the top.
Well, I mean, you got some good press on, but it wasn't just a walk down the street to shake hands. He ended up giving them anti-ship missiles.
Yep.
And I believe anti-tank weapons. So, I mean, it is, I don't see a lot of other world leaders showing up in Kyiv right now. You know, so I got to give kudos to Mr. Johnson for having the intestinal fortitude to go to a war zone.
Yeah, very much so, because you don't know what you're getting into. Now, a lot of people suddenly are saying,
if he would have come in by train last week, it would have been a very big story.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And right now, we're not sure that the trains are even moving very much because they're getting shot at.
No, and that's my point. I don't see a lot of other world leaders going there.
Nope.
Well, if I was his advisor, I would have been a little bit little worried about it going into a place where at any moment it could have rained Russian metal. But kudos to him.
Yep.
He went when a lot of people didn't, and he brought things with him. So, you know, he's walking the walk.
Yeah. Now, we were told that, of course, one of the things that did happen was there's other countries that are also bringing weapons in there that are suddenly showing up. But I got to talk to you about this European Union chief who is fast-tracking Ukraine's membership into the European Union to try to eradicate Russian rule. I don't know if this will work or not, but they're trying to beat the Russians to the plank, so to speak.
It's a nice thing to say in front of a microphone, but and in theory, it's a wonderful thing to think. It has no meat on the bone. You know, it just doesn't. You could designate Ukraine a South Asian country for as much as the EU designation is worth. They're at war now. Russia is doing what they're doing now. If Russia ends up taking Kyiv in a new offensive, they're not going to say, "Oh, wait a minute, you're a member of the EU? Oh, well, that's a completely different story. We're going to have to pull out now." So designations are wonderful. Talk is fantastic. Actions are actually what matter here. So, you know, I'm glad the EU is taking an interest in this, and I'm glad they want to make Ukraine part of the European Union. But it should be noted that Britain isn't even a member anymore. They got out.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
So, it's nice talk, but I don't know what it's going to do. I'm sure it's not going to change Putin's direction in Ukraine.
No, we'll have to see what happens here. The Ukrainian forces are doing much better than anybody thought because Mark Milley, the general, was asked over the weekend, "Do you remember what you said about Ukraine when Russia invaded? You said that the capital would fall in 72 hours. And he said, "Yep," and he had to walk it back and said, "I was wrong."
No, I'm glad he walked it back and actually said something that was fact-based. Maybe he was just way too busy making sure that our military was woke to pay attention to military strategy and the realities on the battlefield.
Well, that was it.
I'm not a fan of General Milley. I think he's a Paul Porch. May have had a good career, but what he did in taking a knee and allowing the Biden administration to inflict wokeness on the U.S. military, not a fan.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch with Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there, check it out, see what he has to offer. Meantime, we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it, Mr. Frank, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, you know, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey asking me to come up and meet one of my listeners that's just bought a Nissan or some other vehicle that they've got there at the Moss used old car lot. Now, it's amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida and Tampa Bay, including up and down the East Coast, up into New England, upper Midwest, out as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. It all starts with Moss Care. It gives you many miles of care-free motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss either. Over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles there right now for you to take a look at. Now, clean trade-ins are also commanding a great resale price, so you can take advantage of that and upgrade your ride now and get more money for your used vehicle than what you thought you were going to get, because it's worth more money. Now, Moss Nissan is also the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where it means that active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get great deals. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River. The flagship store is in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, plus Nissan and Acura are side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And the all-new Brooksville Moss Nissan is coming soon in about another month or so. So we'll keep you informed about that, because when they have the grand opening, I will be up there. You can check them out online, though, by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Remember, Newport Richey, the flagship store, is about 40 minutes north of downtown Tampa. All righty, Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com, is back with us. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
I want to talk about something that you brought up during the break, and this is really, you know, we're both former firefighters, correct?
Correct.
And we did a lot, we took a lot of chances, we did a lot of things that sometimes maybe we scratched our head afterwards and said, man, I did that, but here's the deal. Go ahead.
No, I was agreeing with you.
Yeah. But here's the deal. When they put out a fire watch warning for dry tinder and tell you you shouldn't be burning, and then a government entity in the state that has been told you shouldn't be burning, lights a controlled burn that gets out of control and burns I don't know how many thousands of acres, and is still burning as far as I know, destroyed some houses and other things along the way. I mean, my God, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, and we're talking about the Garcon Point fire in the Panhandle, Florida, which is a wildfire. It's burning. As far as I know, it's not contained at this moment. It may have gotten contained overnight, but it was started with a controlled burn during a moment in time when the National Weather Service out of Mobile gave a fire weather warning, which means you don't do controlled burns. Now, controlled burns have to be signed off on by the Florida Forestry Department, which falls under the Department of Agriculture. Now, why is this significant? The Department of Agriculture Secretary of Florida's name is Nikki Freed. This woman is running for governor against Ron DeSantis. This woman is from West Palm Beach and doesn't know her butt from a hole in the ground when it comes to the panhandle. She also thinks that Florida is a blue state, and we all know that it's a red state and turning redder. But why was her department giving a thumbs up to do a controlled burn when the National Weather Service issued a fire weather warning advising not to burn at all? This is a question that she's got to answer. Buck stops with the person who runs the department. That means someone in her office signed off on this. So for the people of Florida and the Panhandle, this is a pretty serious situation. We're not supposed to get rain until Thursday. There are houses here. This Garcon Point, for people who aren't familiar with the Florida Panhandle, is just east of Pensacola. It's a populated area. There's a lot of houses in this area. It's had this problem before, so they should be hypersensitive to it. So there need to be some answers. This is a shot. Nikki Freed's office shot themselves in the foot with this, and they need to come out, own it, and she's got to explain why she wasn't at the helm for this. And I can tell you why. It's because she's out campaigning to try and beat Ron DeSantis for governor. So, if this is the way that she wants to run her office, she shouldn't be anywhere near the governor's mansion, and she shouldn't get reelected as ag secretary either.
Well, I've got three different stories I'm looking at here right now. The first story is that the Garcon Point wildfire is 90% contained, but then there's two other stories that say Garcon Point wildfire, and they're all yesterday, they're all same story. Garcon Point wildfire now 75% contained, people evacuated. But then the other one says Oyster Bay fire in Santa Rosa County, 75% contained.
Yeah, and that's, we're going to have winds all the way till Thursday. And
yeah.
You and I both know what a wildfire can do in the wind chain.
The winds will take that thing and take it wherever the winds want to go.
That's right. So, and a lot of, you hear about wildfires out west in Colorado and California, and you hear occasionally that when the wind shifts, firefighters die.
Yeah.
And houses are lost.
Colorado, I remember seven of them. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So this is not something that's an oh well, I guess I made a mistake. This was a thumbs up to do a controlled burn that has put property and life in danger. And I believe that she needs to answer for this. Now some people may say, well, boy, you're attacking her because it's political.
No.
when it comes to life and property, nothing is political.
No.
And people need to answer for it.
No. All right, and let's go to the telephone.
This is the same woman who put her picture on tax stamps.
On the gas pumps.
That went onto the gas pumps
mm-hmm.
because she's that narcissistic.
Yeah.
So I don't think that this, you know, she's the one playing politics here.
Okay, let's go to the phone line and let me see here. We got Mary in the phone line. Okay, Mary, what's going on?
Good morning. I was just going to say, I didn't know that occurred up there because I haven't been watching the news or listening lately, but what a shame. We're down here in St. Pete and Clearwater. It's dry as a bone down here. For somebody to do something like that is almost criminal. That should be a big deal.
Well, it is criminal. It is criminal. If you or I had done that, we'd be arrested.
Big deal with the elections coming up, and you're right, she is the lady that had to have her picture posted on every gas pump in Florida. What an idiot. And one more thing, I can say that woke is broke, woke is a joke. Tell that to General Milley.
Very
okay,
good.
Thank you.
Very
Bye-bye.
Good. Okay, that's Mary. Got to give her credit. That's good.
I'm going to make a T-shirt out of it.
There you go. Yeah, because I got I got one of your shirts that says something about woke. I'm awake. What does it say?
I'm awake, not woke.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Because that's a T-shirt I got from you. Yep.
Yeah. Well, you know, you've got to make your statement wherever you can make it, and if you don't have the gift of gab like you and I do, sometimes people wear it. But whenever I wear mine out and about, I do get comments on it, and none of them are ever negative.
All right. By the way, can you stick around for another segment?
You bet.
Okay, good, because we only got about 30 seconds in. I'm just going to throw this out here. Ladies and gentlemen, Pennsylvania voters are converting from Democrat to Republican very quickly. It's a record pace, as a matter of fact. Gosh, when we come back, we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the young Democratic voters, some of whom are leaving the Democratic ranks and going to the Republican ranks because they like a certain candidate that's running for governor that could be running for president. How about that, Frank?
Well, you know, there's a wind of change coming.
Yep.
And it wasn't okayed. It wasn't okayed by Nikki Fried.
Nope.
It's a better win than the one that she's navigating.
Well, we're not talking about of hot air.
No, we're not talking about hot air.
I'm not going to say what I was thinking.
Yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Frank and I will be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's time for a little bit of a break. So we'll be back right after the break.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A surprise visit by United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson in Kyiv, Ukraine, and some FaceTime with President Zelensky at a press conference.
And we will give you the support that you need. The economic support, but also, of course, the defensive military support, in which I'm proud to say that the UK helped to lead the way.
Thousands of people, including truckers and firefighters from across the country, gathered Sunday outside the Los Angeles City Hall in California to protest vaccine mandates. Big rig trucks from the People's Convoy were parked on nearby streets and were representing. Elon Musk has decided not to join Twitter's board of directors, the social media company announced late Sunday night, days after they announced he would take a board seat. On Saturday, Elon shared news that he would no longer be joining the board, saying, "I believe this for the best." End quote. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Matt Bruce, lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Appreciate that. And just for good measure, we'll let you know that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Relief Factor, of course, is part of my daily regimen. It is 100% drug-free, and it deals with whatever the problems are that you've got when it comes to back pain or shoulder or neck or hip or knee or foot pain or just plain old exercise, or maybe you're getting a little older. Now, the three-week quick start is what I started with, and it's what you can start with. It only costs $19.95, and you get it by going to the relieffactor.com/captain website. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And what you'll see over there is not just the Relief Factor, but you'll see some of the vitamins and some of the other things they have in there to help your supplements. And I do take some of what's in there. I take the B12, the C, and the D, because it's very reasonable, number one. And, again, just like I told you, with the Relief Factor, it works. It works. Now, Relief Factor is part of my daily integrated health plan. Now, it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, and it helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation to lower or even eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on. Now, Relief Factor will target the underlying problem areas from four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source. And that's a good thing. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, and it is actually good for you. It's like you're supplementing your body with key enzymes and proteins that it needs. So check it out, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 and a three-week quick start. No strings attached. You try it, you like it, you stay on it. You try it, you don't want it, you don't need to order it. How about that? All right, back to Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. And good morning again, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, we are aware that former Democrats are converting to the Republican Party, and this is surging in Pennsylvania, with four times the number of former Democrats registering as Republicans as vice versa in the battleground state. This is huge.
Yeah, it's got to be considered a referendum on the agenda that has been pushed on the people nationally. And, you know, when they take polls in different places, national polls, they always go to the swing states. So, you know, this has got to be seen as an indicator that people are not happy with the agenda. They don't like being manhandled by their government. They don't like having far left radical ideology stuffed down their throat to the point where it's costing them money. I mean, the unlegislated tax that everybody's paying in inflation and the cost for building and fuel and the supply chain problem, all caused by our government, is significant. And anybody who doesn't understand that, you know, it's the economy, stupid, usually gets voted out of office because people hurt. So while you have this fascist left elite in Washington, D.C., which includes people like AOC and Rayapal and Pelosi and Schumer, saying, we have no choice. We have to pivot the country for your own good, and we're just going to do it, and we'll just deal with the pain now, but we're going to do it because we've decided we're going to do it. That's not the way we do things in the United States, because people do have a choice, and yep. The people in Pennsylvania are showing you that. And far be it from what Mickey Fried thinks about Florida being a blue state, I believe the numbers are showing that Florida has never been more of a Republican state when it comes to registered voting.
You are right. You are right. And remember, she lives in West Palm Beach County, so if she doesn't get out of the county much, she wouldn't really know that.
Yeah, it's kind of incredibly detached from reality to say something as ignorant as Florida's a blue state, especially when you've got a governor that's got so much support for the people.
Let me tell you a little something. I put in the chat room, and you probably haven't seen it yet, three different polls that have come out. Ron DeSantis, Charlie Crist, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Fried, and Ron DeSantis, a third person whose name escapes me. But in all three, he wins. He destroys Charlie Crist by 2-1. Destroys Charlie Crist. He beats this second guy, whoever it is, by 15 points. And he beats Nikki Fried by 12 points.
Yeah, and then the only reason he's beating Nikki Fried by 12 points is because she could spark the Democrat machine down in the South of the state.
Yep.
If you walk up and you say Ron DeSantis in the panhandle, you get hugged.
Sure.
There isn't anybody who doesn't like this guy up here. And anybody who is a small business owner loves this guy.
Yep.
You know, maybe Nikki Fried could move out of West Palm Beach and go to Orlando and live at the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
You know, that's about her speed, forcing people to accept an ideology that they do not want. That's the stuff of totalitarian regimes, not representative government. Representative government means that you govern according to what the people want, not what you want as an elitist snob. So Nikki, or Smokey, what's her name? Nikki Fried. I'm going to call her Smokey Fried.
Yeah, Smokey Fried, you know, after trying to set the world on fire up there. Yeah, and that's...
Yeah, just say no to Smokey Fried.
Yeah. Now, one other little thing before we move on to something different here. I did mention earlier that, and we were going to talk about this a little bit, the young voters, the young Democratic voters, or people that thought they were Democrat, are no longer Democrat. They're suddenly becoming registered Republicans because they like this governor. They like what he's doing. They like the people he's brought on board. They're actually happy.
Well, they're beginning to understand that freedom is a good thing.
Yep.
You know, you can look at the ideology, the theories all day long and say, in a utopian universe, everybody is better off and we can all sing kumbaya and eat Soylent and enjoy ourselves. But when it comes to being able to do what you want, being able to live the kind of life that you want, you need a government that's out of your business. This has turned into not a Democrat or Republican thing or a right versus left thing.
Yep.
This is now a are you free to have a life and do what you want, or is someone else going to mind your business for you?
Mm-hmm.
This is the difference between people wanting to be left alone and the Mrs. Kravitz busybody ideological left that insists that you do it their way or you're a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Mrs. Kravitz, go back across the street.
Yeah.
In the United States, we believe in individualism, and that means I have the freedom to live my life the way that I want.
Now, Meet the Press yesterday with Chuck Todd is by no stretch of the imagination a middle of the road or a conservative discussion at any time. And their panel yesterday slammed the Democratic messaging on the culture wars. They said this is a real problem for the Democrats in the midterms. Well, duh, we've known that for quite a while.
Yeah, I want to thank Chuck Todd for being a nationally broadcast group think tank for the Democrat Party, by the way.
That's it.
You know, we've been saying this for as long as I could remember, this lurch to the left that has taken place since just before Obama went into office is not what the United States is. We are a center-right country. We want to be left alone. We want government not dictating to us.
Yep.
It's supposed to be about the common good, not what they believe the common good is to inflict upon us. Freedom, liberty, being able to live your life the way that you would like it.
Okay.
That's what it's about.
Now, I've only got just about 20 seconds to throw this out here. Here it comes. Democrats are planning to close the enthusiasm gap by paying people to nag their friends about politics.
You know, you can't make this stuff up, and it sounds very, very amusing, and it is.
It's hilarious.
But take heed. So the Obama's second term, when they ran, they had something called the Analyst Institute, where they instituted this thing where they used direct contact with voters and undecided voters to pressure them into voting the way they want to. This is just another version of that. It worked for Obama. They think it's going to work again now. We have to expose it and shut it down.
You betcha. I will talk to you on Friday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Undergroundusa.com. Go over there. Check it out. Sign up for his podcast and his great newsletters that he puts out and all that sort of stuff. And I'll be right back with the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com, That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
With Patrick. That's right, the host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
The Hat Trick with Patrick. Oh, boy. Here we go. Mr. Hat Trick is right here. Good morning, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. How are you, sir? Good morning, America.
I've had a very busy night and a very good night, very productive night. A lot of great comments from some callers all around the country.
Always a good show, Captain. You know, keeping people up to date on what's going on in our world and to wake up and get yourself involved. Because if you don't get involved, you'll be taken in.
Well, before you start, I want to give some kudos out to Tiger Woods for gutting it out and making the cut and playing in the Masters. That's something that I thought I would not see, and I know that he did everything he could to get himself to that position, but I also know, having a bad leg myself, how much that must have hurt.
Oh, man. 4 days, 4 miles a day plus, you know, up the hills and down the hills, the undulations on that leg. You know, they turned him into the bionic man in some respects, Captain. For him to make the cut after less than 15 months after that accident, very impressive. And he did everything he could to compete the first couple days. And I think, like you just mentioned, it just got the best of him. You know, the leg is going to still take time to get used to that type of track. And he's not a young man anymore either. You know, Jack Nicklaus, it's funny, they're both the same age now. That's the last time someone won the Masters was 46 years of age. Well, if he break that record down the road, we'll see. I'm sure one day somebody will break it, but I don't know if it's going to happen anytime soon.
Well, his next scheduled tournament is going to be the Open.
Yeah, he'll go over there to Britain and see what happens, see if he plays in the U.S. Open and the PGA. So, it should be interesting to see what he does. So, you know, let's give Scotty Scheffler credit for winning his first major. The guy's won four tournaments in the last 60 days. The guy's playing very well. So I want to give him credit, not dismiss his great effort to winning the tournament. So very, very excited for him. Very nice, humble young man, Captain. Played in Texas. And it's a very interesting story. Matthew Stafford and Clayton Kershaw, now Scotty Scheffler, all went to the same high school there in Texas, Highland Park. Pretty wild to get three guys from the same high school to you know, hit the upper echelon of their chosen profession in sport. So just a good little background for the people. And it's a shame that, you know, it gets a little overshadowed. Speaking about Tiger and also the accident, you know, Jimmy Johnson, for all the race car fans out there, he had another crash there in Formula One there in the Grand Prix of Long Beach. But he's optimistic about doing the Indy 500. So I'm looking forward to him to racing in the Indy 500. I'm looking forward to the Indy 500 this year. Captain, you probably remember that was always a big Memorial Day thing back in the day.
Hopefully
back to that. Everybody sat around the TV waiting to see who would win that. So
you bet.
NASCAR kind of took over, but still fun. Still kind of fun to me. Basketball playoffs, they're pretty much here wrapping up. Celtics will be the number two seed. The Bucks lost, you know, yesterday, but they'll be competitive. For our friends up in the Northeast, the Nets also secured number seven seed by beating Indiana Pacers. It's kind of interesting in itself. Larry Bird still active with that organization. And hockey, Lightning came through yesterday. Captain, very Lightning played very well and beat the Buffalo Sabres. And, the Red Sox won over the Yankees. So a lot of sports going to be happening right now.
I'm going to give you some food for thought. There's a story just popped up here. Jacksonville. Now, the football stadium's downtown, right?
Yes, sir. It's on by the river, yes.
Listen to this. Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry revealed what is to come from his city's downtown Saturday with the partnership engaged with the Jacksonville Jaguars and future downtown development. Imagine that, a professional sporting team working with the city about the development of the downtown part of their city. How about that?
It's the way it should be, right, Captain?
Absolutely. You know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, that's the thing they need to do in the Tampa Bay area also.
You bet.
In reference to, you know, the Tampa Bay Rays. Because if the Rays were to leave the Tampa Bay area, I don't think baseball would ever come back here again.
They're done. Baseball is gone, except for minor league. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So hopefully that will get worked out. I think all these cities need to realize we have a lot more important. We all love sports. We talk about it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Captain, nice. We get out on Sunday from 11 to 12 on the Sports Zone on the flagship station here. And it just is crazy that we got to keep things in perspective. Wages, gas, inflation is more important than sports, even though we love it. And we have to be smart as a society. We love our entertainment, but we're not on each side of the bigger picture. That's just my two cents for that, Captain. And, you know, speaking about the bigger picture.
Okay, you got about a minute, yeah. So wrap it up.
Yeah. Yes, sir. You know, if I can help out anybody when it comes to their insurances, that's more important. That's life for everybody, and that's a daily thing. You know, I helped out a gentleman yesterday who listens to the show, Captain, and, you know, it's nice to do that for people. Going to get them health care at a reasonable, you know, cost. I help out people every day, from life insurance to moving money for annuities to get them veterans benefits to better their lives. And I've done things for you and other friends of ours. You know, I'm a down-to-earth person. I can be of help to you. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. Patrick Highland, any insurance needs you have, call me. If I don't have the answers, I'll get them for you. I'll get you in touch with the right people to get you taken care of. And if you know, Captain, I can be of help to people. Again,
oh, yeah.
Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052. Everybody have a blessed Monday. Have a safe Monday. And I will talk to you Wednesday morning, Captain, and God bless.
All right, yes, sir. And that's Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback from the Sports Zone. Now, he's got a page, a Facebook page, called the Sports Zone, so just trot on over there and you can see what he looks like and his two compadres over there, and you'll know what he knows. Now, this final segment of the show brought to you by our friends over at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. And don't forget, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. You can stop by and see Joe and the gang in the store. And by the way, you can also call her at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345. All righty. Get ready. Get ready, because you're in store for a treat. Here we go. 60 Seconds with Todd.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business. Let me say something to the Einsteins running the Trump camp. I'm taking over. I have no confidence in you either. Okay? Let me say something. I want Nikki Fried fired. You understand me? Nikki Fried would try and burn down the panhandle like we did last time to try and stop the people from voting. I don't want this left-wing hack owned by George Soros anywhere near the governor's mansion. You understand me? This is all on her. And I don't want, she needs to go. She's a disgrace, and anyone who voted for her is a disgrace in Florida, okay? This person, you don't understand the mafia. You don't understand the left. You don't understand. What happened with Steve Scalise? They sent a Democrat to shoot across the field and take him out because he was third in line, okay? What happened with Jesse Smollett? They got a guy who's on a TV show to get people to act like they're Trump supporters and beat him up. You understand me? The left will kill their mother to stay in power. Do you understand that? I'm afraid of Trump's tweet. I don't like Trump. Shut up. I would never date. I don't care if you're a supermodel. I would never date you if you were afraid of somebody said something about you and I didn't stand up. But what kind of man would I be, you dumb nuts?
Thanks, Todd.
Let's get to work and save the country, please.
All right. Thanks, Todd. And Todd was on fire this morning. All right. We will be back tonight with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Have yourself a great day. It'll be a pretty nice day outside. And then again, don't forget, tomorrow, Tuesday, we'll be over at Mission Barbecue. Have lunch with the captain at Mission Barbecue. And Saturday, Sarasota, the gun rally. God.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.